Okay, let's continue the minhag, our minhag. Yesterday we began our discussion of the minhag of saying slichos during Chodesh Elul. Okay, so we just started this a little bit yesterday. Just to recap what we're up to, there are different minhagim of how many days during Chodesh Elul we recite slichos. We mentioned the Sfardim, they recite slichos the entire Chodesh Elul. Ashkenazim, our minhag is to begin to say slichos the first Shemitzoy Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, provided that Rosh Hashanah is at least on Thursday. So we have at least 4 days to say slichos: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, so we have Wednesday night. We have at least 4 days of slichos. In the event that Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah never falls on a Wednesday. Lo adurosh. Mm-hmm. So it's not possible for Rosh Hashanah to fall on a Wednesday. But in the event that Rosh Hashanah falls before Thursday, then we bring back slichos all the way back to the previous week. We have an entire week plus 2-3 days to say slichos. It always begins with Mitzvah Shabbos. We mentioned just very quickly, we mentioned yesterday there are other minhagim, so a minute to begin saying slichos in the middle of the month, the 15th day of the month. We mentioned the minhag of saying slichos only on Monday and Thursday, the entire month, Monday and Thursday. We mentioned the minhag of saying slichos. What was the other minhag? There was another minhag that I don't remember. I forgot all the minhagim.
Say a week, they say a month.
Monday, Thursday, the 15th day of the month. Not saying slichos at all. The Ikar minhag from the Goinim is not to say slichos at all. It's to say slichos only during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Okay, Sfardim say slichos the entire month. There was one more minhag. I don't remember what it was. Okay, but important. Let's focus now on our minhag. Our minhag, minhag Ashkenaz, to say slichos only from the beginning of the week, Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah Menucha, Kidam Nucha, Techila. Okay, the first slichos b'mitzvah menucha. So we begin saying in mitzvah Shabbos. Why do we begin saying slichos? Do we say slichos at least for 4 days? So there are a whole collection of reasons. Number one, the truth is we only really want to say slichos for 3 days, because every time it comes to a preparation for something that is holy, we find the precedent in the Torah 3 days. Matan Torah. Hayu nichoinim layoim hashlishi. There was shloishes yamim liyam hashlishi. There was 3 days of Agbala. We find when it comes to matters of holiness in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to prepare for 3 days. So being that the Rosh Hashanah is such an important day, it's Yom HaDin, we really only need 3 days. If it was possible only to have 3 days, we would have 3 days. Being that it's impossible, the Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Wednesday, so the earliest it can fall out is on a Thursday. Therefore, Mimelo, we want to start at a set point in time, the Mitzvah Shabbos. We'll explain a little bit in a moment why, Dafka Mitzvah Shabbos. So that's why it's at least a minimum of 4 days. Not because 4 days is significant in its own right. It's because 3 days. If Rosh Hashanah was on a Tuesday, we would only have 2 days. We would have Sunday and Monday. 2 days is not enough. We need 3 days of preparation, like we find by Matan Torah. And that's why we have 3 days. We don't want to start in the middle of the week. We want to start at a set point in time every single year, not to forget. And that's why we end up having 4 days. That's one very important approach to understand the reason for having 4 days. It's really 3 days, but the set time, we go back to Mitzvah Shabbos. So why is going back to Mitzvah Shabbos so important? So there are a number of reasons. First of all, we want to expand the Kiddush of Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, a person is in a better frame of mind. That's why it's the minute to recite Kiddush Levon in Mitzvah Shabbos. It says in the Ramah, you should wait to say Kiddush Levon Mitzvah Shabbos because you're wearing your big day Shabbos. It's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And also, you just came out of Shabbos, you're in a frame of mind, you're in a state of Menucha, you rested. So that's why it's a good idea to. I turn it down over here. Yeah. And that is why it's a good idea to begin saying slichos, to say slichos Mitzvah Shabbos, you're in a better frame of mind. That's one approach. So you don't want to start slichos in the middle of the week and get off to a bad, foul start, especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, everything depends on simanim. You always want to have a good simon. In the middle of the week, you might have a bad day at business to start saying slichos, so you go into a mitzvah Shabbos. Others say that mitzvah Shabbos is it's a time of ratzon, of great will, goodwill. Why is it goodwill? Because when was the world created? The world was created on Sunday. Mitzvah Shabbos, vayere vayivoker yom rishon, yom echad, yom echad. The world was created Mitzvah Shabbos. There was no Shabbos before. That's not so simple. You're right. It's a good point. But the world was created on a Sunday, on a Mitzvah Shabbos. And when Hashem created the world, it was with chibur, with love. It was b'yoyim asos. Hashem was mishtatef midas harachamim to midas hadin. Hashem saw the world would not be able to survive midas hadin. That was Hashem's ideal plan. And Hashem decided to dilute the din with rachamim, and being that Yimei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Ram are all days of din, and we're desperately trying to employ techniques to dilute the din with rachamim. The first time we have this concept where HaKadosh Baruch Hu diluted din with rachamim was Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis took place Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the ideal time to begin Slichos. So it's the 3 days, Hachana, and we want to have a set time in order to join into Shabbos, to extend the happiness, the simcha, the kedusha of Shabbos into the slichos. Number two, it's an ace mitzvah time of rachamim. That's one approach. Another approach why we start 4 days, at least we have 4 days, is because 4 days are significant. We reference to korbanos. When it comes to carbon talmud, we know that all the korbanos that were offered carbon talmud had a bikur, inspection for 4 days. The Masechta Talmud and the Gemara discuss the technique. They would bring animals into the Beis Hamikdash and keep them there and watch them for 4 days. Carbon Pesach, they tied the carbon Pesach to their bed on the 10th day of Nisan. It was there ready for 4 days. On the 15th day, they slaughtered. On the 14th day, they slaughtered 10, 11, 12, 13. And on day 14, they slaughtered the carbon Pesach, their 4 days of bikur. On Rosh Hashanah, it says Va'asisem Oila. It says you shall. There's a lot of drush about Rosh Hashanah. The way the Torah expresses the korbanos of Rosh Hashanah is different. The way it expresses the korbanos of the other Moadim. It says Va'asisem, which some of the darshanim interpret to mean that you shall bring yourself. You shall prepare yourself. We, to a certain degree, are considered to korbanos on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we inspect ourselves. We offer kaviyachal ourselves as a korban. Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we need bikur for 4 days prior to bring to Rosh Hashanah. That's a whole different interpretation of why we have to have a minimum of 4 days. So once the minimum is 4 days, so then we tie it to Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos. That should be a set time for the same other reasons, Mitzvah Shabbos, Kedusha, an extension of the happiness of Shabbos. But and if we have to have more, we'll have more. There's no prohibition about Tosef when it comes to bikur. Okay, that's a second approach. Another very interesting approach of why we have 4 days is because it used to be, or ideally, this goes back to the original minhag. The original minhag of slichos is not necessarily before Rosh Hashanah. It's for the aseres yimei tshuva, the 10 days of tshuva. That's what the goyim say. When the minhag started to say slichos, the minhag was originally to say slichos during only from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. There's aseres yimei tshuva. There are many midrashim that talk about these 10 days. Not only did they say slichos during those 10 days, there was a minhag of an old minhag. I don't know if no one even does it today. To fast, the aseres yimei tshuva, every single one of those 10 days, you should fast, not just to say slichos, because this is the yom of day. We just fast some gedalia, but during the aseres yimei tshuva, there are always 4 days that you can't fast, and you can't do a full-fledged degree of tshuva. There's the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos Tshuva. So during the 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, 4 days you're not able to fully enhance the slicha. The slichos are deficient, because ideally slichos require fasting. Ideally, okay, we don't do this. And from the 10 days, there are 4 days you can't do this. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuva, and Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tif. To make up for the 4 days that we're unable to properly say slichos and fast, we bring them before Rosh Hashanah at least 4 days of slichos. Okay, so this is a third approach to why, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, why we have the 4 days before. Now, by the way, it says, there's also a little bit of a drush, is that why are the Ashkenazim against the Sfaradim? The Sfaradim, the Mechaber, right, we discussed yesterday, we read the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, he says, slichos, the entire Chodesh Elul. No shofar, no need for cop-outs. He says slichos. But the Ramah says, Minhag Ashkenaz einai kein. It's not so. So there's discussion, why Bedavka is the opposition? Because Ashkenazim get too accustomed to things. If we'll say the slichos every single day, mitzvah anashim elimud, it becomes rote. It loses its spark. For example, Ashkenazim, they don't say vidui. They don't say vidui by mincha. Nusach Sfar, every day you say vidui. Why don't the Ashkenazim say vidui? Because if you do something so often that this is an approach, not everyone agrees, the different mahalchim. If you do something too much, it takes away from its uniqueness, from its spark. Like you say, till every day after davening, it loses its whole uniqueness. So if you're going to say slichos in Tarech Chodesh Elul, it's going to lose the whole spark of the preparation for the Yimei Hadin. So we only say slichos adrab, when we might, you only say for 4 days at most. Okay, so these are three mahalchim. What?
According to Ramon,
yeah.
The mincha from where is coming?
Where does the mincha come from? So we just discussed that. We discussed it comes from the Goyinim. We mentioned this yesterday. The Goyinim tell us that you're supposed to say slichos. We mentioned this yesterday. The Ikkar Zman of saying slichos is between there during the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. Rav Chaim Goyin says this. The Aseres Yimei Teshuva, the minig was to say slichos. The Machzeh Vitri, from the time of the Rishonim, they already expanded it to begin to say slichos from before. This is what we discussed yesterday. Before the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, during Chodesh Elul. And this took on many different approaches. Svardim, the Mechaber, the entire month. Ashkenazim, 15 days, that was the Chaf Hei, I was going to start saying slichos on Chaf Hei Elul, because Chaf Hei Elul is the creation of the world, so no matter what the calendar date is, the Sunday, Monday, you start saying Chaf Hei Elul when you begin to say slichos. Others say from 15 days, others say only every Monday and Thursday, and the Alminig is to start with Mitzvah Shabbos, and we gave why Dafka Mitzvah Shabbos. We've given over here three reasons why Dafka, there must be 4 days, Hachana, Bikur for carbon to make up for the 4 days of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, we're not going to be able to say slichos. Okay, now next issue.
Just to yeah, clear. He said shleisha yomim.
Yeah,
and then he came on with arba yomim.
Two different approaches. They're completely two different approaches. So either one approach is ideally, if we live in a perfect world, or let's say Lu Yitzuya, it was possible for Rosh Hashanah to fall out on a Wednesday. So we would start saying slichos Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You only need to say slichos in advance for 3 days. If Rosh Hashanah would be Tuesday night, we would only say it's not a din 4 days. It's a din 3 days. Hayu nechonim l'shloishas yom. 3 days. All you need for achana. So why didn't we have slichos for 4 days? Because Rosh Hashanah lo odurosh. It's a simon. Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on a Wednesday. So it can never fall out on a Wednesday. Or it can fall out on a Thursday. Okay, so then you'll ask, so why then? So we should start saying slichos Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Because Rosh Hashanah will fall out on a Thursday. No, we don't want to start saying it on a Monday because it's in the middle of the week and people are not in a proper frame of mind. Or we want to connect it to Bedaf, we want to connect it to Sunday, start on a Sunday, it's a set time. Every we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't get confused from year to year. It always starts in a Mitzvah Shabbos. There's something to it. When you start on a set time every single year, it has more of an impression upon you. And especially when you're attaching it to Kedusha Shabbos, or especially when Mitzvah Shabbos is the time of Rachanin. It's a very great Znan Sugal for Rachamim, Yoim Asoiz Beroa, Hashem began to create the world, and that's what Pima Yoim Haras Oilam is a very important thing to start a day of Racham. So there are many reasons which combine, they converge in order to enhance the reason why we say that at a certain point in time. Now let's go to the next issue. What? Yeah?
You attach it a reason one to Kedusha Shabbos.
Yes.
So the Motzei Shabbos, maybe you should say Slichus right after Havdalah because of the attachment to Shabbos. Why wait?
Because you can't. It's still because just like you don't say Slichus on Shabbos. This is a very good question. Just like you don't say Slichus on Shabbos itself. Shabbos, you don't say Slichus because Yom Menucha. Shabbos extends until Chatzos. You're not allowed to fall tachnun. You're not allowed to say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim on Shabbos. I mean, even though we say
already.
Exactly. Well, that's another issue. That's every night you're not supposed to say it. We're coming to that right now. No, Kiddush Levon is Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. There's nothing technically wrong with doing Kiddush Levon on Shabbos if we don't do it for other reasons. But Slichos is you're asking it's like a tzom, it's like a fast day, so to speak, Slichos. And you're not allowed to have a fast day, you're not allowed to do things which are Bakosh of Rachamim for Tzara on Shabbos. It's Yom Menucha. Yom Menucha, it's a zilzel in the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos extends for 6 hours until Chatzos. So therefore, it's going to be a zilzel. The earliest time we can possibly do it is going to be Chatzos Laila. Now that brings us to the next issue. When is the proper time to say Slichos? Is it Mitzvah Shabbos? Is it 10 o'clock at night? 11 o'clock at night? Or is it B'Hashmeres HaBoker before sunrise? Before, or is it during when it's already sun after sunrise? So by the way, what do they do here in their shul? What do they do here?
Mitzvah Shabbos, we do it at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock and then the rest of the week?
And we do it early in the morning. Sometimes the early minute is well before sunrise.
Okay.
And the other minute, it's maybe actually after sunrise.
And what about at night?
Never allowed at 10 o'clock.
He never allowed it. Never sleepers here before midnight.
Okay. So Greenberg never allowed stichos at night at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
My father, Zichron Levach, and Yom Yitzchak, so they had stichos before my father came. My father and the Baalos didn't change anything. They had stichos 10 o'clock at night. And it was very popular. So very, very big minion. 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Because no, it's popular because no one else does it.
Yep.
Because none of the Rabbanim... Yeah.
Interesting thing. Talmud Torah of Flatbush had it Saturday night.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. That was
that's a chiddush. That
was the unique thing.
That's not so posh.
But there are, my invite, and now shall we say, 1 a.m. Saturday night,
right.
The rest of it is 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Okay, so you also do that night, 10 p.m. Okay.
And Rabbi Miller's shul, they have it just before their minyan, every morning.
In the right before, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so first
morning, you know,
okay.
Sunday morning, 6:30, whatever it is.
We actually have a Sunday morning also.
Okay.
It's a 6:30 Sunday morning or something.
Okay. But you change the nusach the first slichos you say Sunday morning, the mitzvah minucha.
I come at 1 o'clock.
No, I think the theory was
people
then was to go out.
They do their own thing.
I think the Sephardim also.
They don't. The answer is they don't change the nusach. They obviously should, but
no, not as you should. It's not. It's also Sunday morning is mitzvah minucha.
Mitzvah minucha.
In Chaim Berlin, it's famous. Everyone knows Chaim Berlin. They say slichos before the evening. Even there's no mitzvah Shabbos. And the chiddush of Chaim Berlin is everyone knows. They talk about this all over the world. Is that they changed the nusach from b'motzai menucha to b'ashmeres haboiker. So I don't know where it comes from. Okay, but that's how it is. That is the truth of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says if you're not going to say no. Okay, so let's take a step back. What is the ideal time to say slichos? So there are basically two opinions. Either it's chatzos or it's ashmeres haboiker. One approach is Chatzos is Zman of Ratzon. David HaMelech, we have there are multiple Midrashim, Amar Chazal, that David HaMelech, he would get up in the middle of, you have the women himself, the Brachos, he would get up in the middle of the night, Chatzos, to sing to Hashem, Shirois Vishpachos. The Zman of Din extends from sunset until Chatzos. From sunset until Chatzos, you're not supposed to do things that focus on Din. For example, you're not supposed to learn Tanakh. Because Tanakh, Torah Shebichsav, is Din. The night time is din. You should not compound din with din. Nusach Svar does not. Generally, they don't do tachnun by mincha, because many minhagim Nusach Svar, their custom is they daven mincha very late after shkia, where it extends into the night. And once you're getting into the night, you don't want to fall tachnun. Because tachnun is din. When you fall tachnun, you're saying, "Ribbono Shel'olam, take my life. I deserve to die." That's din. And when are they doing this? When are they davening mincha? The ideal time to daven mincha is the end of the day. As late as possible to end of the day, which goes into the night. Nighttime already borders on din. Once the sun sets, you're coming into the time of din. You don't want to compound din with din. That's why, again, you don't say Tachnun at night. You can't say Yud Gimel Smidus HaRachem at night. So you can't really say, it's not really proper to say, to focus on Dinim, on, if you want Rachamim, you have to wait for a Zman of Rachamim. And in the Olam HaKabbalah, the Zman of Rachamim begins Tikkun Chatzos, begins midnight. That's when David HaMelech woke up to say Shiras HaShpachos, and that's when the Zman of Rachamim begins. So when we want to beg for Rachamim, the ideal time is to do it at Chatzos. It's not a good time to do it before Chatzos at night, because that's a Zman of Din, and our bakashos for rachamim, it's not going to work. It's not the time when Hashem is receptive to accepting our bakasha for rachamim at night before Chatzos. So wait, give me a chance. So the ideal time, according to some is Chatzos Laila. Others, what? The first night everyone does it.
Saturday night.
Right. On then why Saturday night? Because Saturday night and Yahweh, there are many things that converge. Mitzvah Shabbos, no one is denying the fact that Chatzos Laila is a very great time of Rachamim. No one's denying that. And in addition, it's the last moment of Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos has special power. So to combine the very first time, everyone, that's universal, to say Slichos the first time, you combine the two factors of Rachamim with Mitzvah Shabbos, period. Okay. Now, what it... What? Right, that leaves. So it's the Kedusha Shabbos. But what about the rest of the week? So there's another approach. There are people that do slichos. You have to go look. If you look, you'll find there are minhagim.
1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock every single night. You see, there are minhagim. The bedavka to say slichos every single night. Chatzos Laila, 1 o'clock. You look, b'mla chasidim. This is a big thing. Others say no. This hakpada not chatzos. Ashmeres habayker before sunrise. Because there are also, I don't know all the pratim, but there are numerous Demarei Chazal which tell us that the Ashmeres HaBoker is a time of great rachamim. The night is divided into three parts. There's the Gemara Brachas. There are three Mashmaris. They are each four hours.
Yeah.
So the first 4 hours, the first Ashmeira, that's not a good time. The second Mishmar, in the second 4 hours, when you get to the middle, it's Chatzos. And then the last, which basically means the last 4 hours of the night. So you figure out whatever time is sunrise or dawn, and you go backwards 4 hours, that's the ideal time. So many shuls, that's just the mail. They have early morning for Shachris. The daven Shachris 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So they say slichos half an hour before. So many times they're saying slichos before sunrise or even before dawn. That's ideal. They're saying slichos during the last third of the night, which is a zman of rachamim according to the rules of Kabbalah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he floats in this world. It says Hashem is shot ba'olam hazeh. And the whole night Hashem is not, his Shechinah is not as intense, but that last third of the night is where Hashem's Shechinah is to be found. That's what. Now, what about the minog of us?
The best Mishnah of the Berachot is,
yeah. No, not Amud Hashachar. Chatzos Halayla, they're two different things. It's either Chatzos or Ashmeres, the last third of the night. One of those two. Now, where does it come the leniency to say Slichos at 10 o'clock now? What's 10 o'clock? Why not 9 o'clock? Why not 8 o'clock? What?
What's the difference between...
Exactly. I'm asking you. So why do they have all these shuls on the stage of the town? People have to go to sleep. People who are saying slichos at night, because they got to get it very early, so let them say slichos already at 8 after Ma'ariv. Say slichos, you daven Ma'ariv right after Ma'ariv, so say slichos. We have to wait till 10 o'clock to what's this mishagas? I always bother me, right? So I found the answer. Now, it's not a good answer, because daylight savings time. When those that say slichos at 10 o'clock, what they're really doing is they're latching on to the approach that the ideal time to say slichos is chatzos. What's Chatzos? It's the middle watch. There are three watches. The first third, the second third, and the third third. The second third is, in that third is Chatzos Laila. The middle 4 hours start from 10 to 2. 10 to 2. Chatzos is 12. So when you start at 10 o'clock, it's an extension of Chatzos. So there's a real Chatzos, which is ideal, but I can't stay up until 12 o'clock to say slichos, and then say slichos in a half an hour, and then go home and come at 1 o'clock, and I can't wake up the next day. I'll be tired at work. So it's a liberal...
There was also a safety factor in some cases.
Yes, a fear to go out in the dark.
Why?
Okay, so fine, but why 10? Because 10 is a legal extension of 12. Because it's one mishmar. From 10 to 2 is the middle Ashmoira. It's Chatzos. That's the Chatzos Halayla. That's the broad Chatzos. This Chatzos 12 o'clock. And you say, B'sech Mitzrayim, Ki Chatzos, like Hashem, Ki Chatzos. Not Mamish Chatzos, approximately. Give or take 2 hours. Give or take 2 hours. Because it's the middle watch. The night is divided into 3 parts. So what's the middle of the night? The middle watch. It's 4 hours. Oh! 10 o'clock. So what's the problem? What's the problem? 9 is, right, 9 is too early. There's no excuse for 9 o'clock. It's not a Zman Rachamim. The Zman Rachamim is either Chatzos or the last third. So the last third is Gzuntay. Midnight, if you want to be real strict, it's 12 o'clock, Bidiyuk on the mark. If you want to be liberal, it means the middle watch is already called Chatzos. So 10 o'clock is already the beginning of Chatzos. What's the problem with this? Daylight savings time. So we should really wait till 11 o'clock. And indeed, it's Takabur Dan. There are people that they want to make use of this leniency. They wait until 11 o'clock. Some people, they go to sleep late at 11 o'clock. For some reason, we're like double dosage of leniency. Because since this whole thing, anyway, since today is that we're not really into these Yoni Kabbalah, and 12 o'clock is Chatzos, and you know, start the daylight savings time. Just don't pay it. Don't be so medactic on TikTok. Just 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock, for us anyway, it's so watered down, it's okay. We already preserve the idea of Chatzos, yeah.
So then it just became a practical idea of when could you get an oil together.
No, so then this was okay, right in Echnami, but not before 10 o'clock, because 10 o'clock is the most liberal that you can say Chatzos.
Right.
Now, but you should know there are minyanim that say slichos even after marif, after 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And that comes from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, listen, if you're not going to, there are people that just can't do it. So, you know, it's either this or nothing. I'm not going to say that night, I have to go to work tomorrow. Not everyone has the opportunity to daven with a minyan. There are many people that cannot daven with a minyan in the morning. They go to work early in the morning. They're doctors and lawyers and so on and so forth. They have wherever their jobs are, they have to be in different places, different times, no matter what they're doing. They do different things, and they daven yichidus, which just fine, and it's either this or nothing. So Rav Moshe says you can be makel. It's only a minog. It's not etched in stone. We're not makbid on Yoni Kabbalah. We learn Tanakh at night. Bizman hazeh. We say Tilm at night. We're not makbid in din with din. We know what these things mean. We're not on that madrega. It's hachana for Yimei Harachamim. He's saying slichus. So no, you really should do it. The last watch Chatzos, a liberal version of Chatzos, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. But the other, you can be makel. You can say it already at once already the day begins at night. The ultimate leniency, which is very interesting, is when it says Chatzos. This is unbelievable what it says. It says Chatzos. It's really lame. I want to do some dafiyami. When it says Chatzos, Chatzos means Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. Because what is Chatzos Laila? A Zman of Rachamim. When is Hashem of Rachamim? Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world. So Hashem is a special chef of Rachamim, of Chatzos, Chatzos of Yerushalayim. So exactly. So therefore, there's no problem. No, once, well, you have to release your calendar day. You have to balance the calendar day. So once already, you've davened Ma'ariv. You've davened Ma'ariv already. So it's certainly past Chatzos of Yerushalayim at night. The Shas of Rachamim has come down to the world. The Melons, the calendar day has arrived. You already can say the Slichos for that day. No, each answer in and of itself is not enough. They converge. All these things, they come together. Mitzoy Shabbos, we do the ideal. Mitzoy Shabbos is different. Okay, you get off to a good start. Mitzoy Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, most people are not going to work Sunday. So even if they're going to work, they'll be able to stretch it for one day. Mitzoy Shabbos, Mitzoy Menucha, to preserve the Nusach of the Slichos. Mitzoy Shabbos is different. After that, all of these ideas converge. What is Chatzos? The middle watch, Mamish, Daylight Savings Time, Er Yerushalayim. Anyway, you're not going to do a better job tomorrow morning, so you might as well just get it over with and do it. So these are ideas that are thrown out, and obviously there's a scale of being lenient, being machmir. We've all heard places where they only say slichas in the morning. We've heard places where they say slichas chatzais. And then there are places, the different rabbanim will never, ever, ever let you say slichas 10 o'clock at night. I know that. They're very hard. My father's shul was packed. You know why it was packed? Because none of the other rabbanim in the neighborhood would allow this. It's in the few places. So why 10 o'clock? So let's do slichas already at 9 o'clock? No! You have to take into consideration this other opinion of 2 hours before noon, daylight savings time, it's okay, 10 o'clock. These are different ideas which converge. Okay, one other quick thing. One other thing is...
What you said, in Eretz Israel,
yeah.
If you say Lechot here at 5 p.m., it is midnight of the Israel, because 7 p.m.
That's right, but you still also have to wait for the calendar day. The Slichos are said in the calendar day. Okay, all right. Just a little very quickly, Mr. Finisham. Slichas, there is a minog that since this it's really rooted in the Gemara that David got up to say shiris v'shishpachos. There's some minog have a minog that you should bedafka go to sleep before you say slichas. In other words, if you have the minog to say slichas at chatzos, let's say you're from that crowd and you say slichas at 1 o'clock every night, go to that Landau minion. Some of them got asked them should take a nap. Because when you slichos, you have to say slichos after you got up. It has to be lakum, you have to be aroused. David HaMelech, he was sleeping and he got up at chatzos to sing shiris v'shishpachos v'rakesh rachanim. The zin of waking up, there has to be at least a small nap before you say some of that hakpada. Lakum. And certainly, he's saying that shmeres habayikah, so of course, you're waking up. 10 o'clock, I don't know how far you go, people have to take a nap before you say that 10 o'clock to take a nap. But that's brought down by a number of people that this thing, you know, of going to sleep. One other very quick thing, when there's a minuk, even though it's a minuk, but the minuk is patterned, it's a very unique minuk because it's patterned after the Seder Hatil. This is more of a halach kenyan, that slichos begins with Ashrei and ends with Kaddish Teskabel and has Tachanun. All of these things.
Kabi Mincha.
It mamish tefillah. You don't just say Kaddish Teskabel. Teskabel means Hashem should accept our prayers. And you begin with an Ashrei. And in full tachnun, the slichos resemble the Shmona Esrei. It's a minog, it's a very powerful minog, a minog that was patterned after the Seder HaTzfila. It shows how far the minog has gone. I think that pretty much concludes most of what I wanted to say with slichos, so we'll leave it with that, and we'll stop with the minog now. Let's go to the little bit.